I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
You know, even though how much pa, yung kahit gano'n kaka-passionate about that work, you know, you're still gonna fucking hate it. Because, you know, napapagod ka. And nababurnout ang mga tao. Pero isipin mo, kung wala kang ginagawa sa buhay mo, ano yung purpose mo? Ay, existential crisis pala!
Hello, coming by! This is you!
This is Ari! Ay, may kasama tayo dito. Ate Ina yun. Si Ate Ina, hindi siya papapigil. And Ate Ina here!
And y'all, we're listening to Cube!
Dazzers!
Ano na? Charot! Ano mga kapitbahay, it's another week, another episode na naman from Kudazzers, another Kudaan. So I hope nag-enjoy kayo from the episode last week. Ano may episode natin last week?
Count to 10.
So alam nyo mga kapitbahay, talagang minsan talaga hindi na kami umaabot sa life. Sorry na, kasi kailangan talaga magano, ano, kumayod for the economy. Am I using that right? For the? Feeling ko hindi. Hindi ko nagagets yun, yung for the keme. Saan ba nanggaling yun?
May sumikat na girl kasi for the siya lagi. Like, for the hugas, for the linis, mga ganun.
Ah, yun. Pero yun nga mga kapitbahay, kung napapansin nyo, pasintabi. Pasensya na lang po kung na-late po ang upload namin from last week. Dahil hindi na talaga kami umaabot dahil these days, talagang todo kayad kami for the economy. Tama-tama kasi yung topic natin today, no? Ano din? Naka-angkla sa ganong konsepto, no? Today's topic is about yung mga benta kidney moments namin. So, yung mga moments we're in, yung mga, what do you call this? We wanted to buy something or we needed to get out of a money situation for so bad. Iniisip namin, shit, benta kidney na lang ang solution nito. Yan. So kung mga kapatid, kung inanap niyo rin pala si Ina, tignan natin kung habol si Ina today. Dahil today si Ina ay nagsiswimming session, di ba? Tama, di ba? Nagsiswimming session siya today.
Yes, para kay
para matulungan si baby na hindi horizontal. Diba? Kasi...
Bumaliktad.
Kasi horizontal na yung baby niya, diba? Yun yung sinabi niya.
Diba dapat pa-vertical?
Oo nga, vertical nga. Dapat kaya nga siya nag-swimming, diba? Para ma-help si baby ma-jog safely to the vertical position. Ayan. Mga kapitbahay, kung may mga advice pala kayo tungkol doon, please send help. Kasi kami, hindi kami pwede magpanggap na doktor. Lalo na sa mga medical kapitbahay natin dyan. Eh, kung may advice kayo sa ating ano, resident nanay. Sipin mo naman, pwede yung mommy ng barangay na talaga si Ina. Anyway, sige. Ano yung mga, ano, what do you call this? Benta kidney moments in you if ever you had one.
Ako na lang ang
nahiya magkwento ng kahirapan. No, tita, I was never poor. Poor? I was never, tita. I didn't have such struggles. Charot.
Ano, ako, nung nakagraduate ako, I immediately planned my life for 30 years. But knowing the impatient me, na desperado ko to find money. So kasi nung nakagraduate ako, gusto ko mag-travel sa Europe trip. Di ba? I always talked about that.
Yes.
Gusto ko mag-travel sa Europe for like 3 months. Kaso, nagawa ko na lahat. Ay, tinakari, reason.
Ang goal mo nga within the next 2-3 years, di ba? Kamusta na ba natin yung 2-3 years mo?
Wala, Nabi. Tangina, di ko na kung makakapag-Europe pa ako at all eh.
Tapos?
Tapos, ang nangyari is, syempre, nagpa-plan ako ng itinerary. Na-excite ako kasi syempre, ay, gusto ko mag-andito sa Switzerland. Gusto ko mag-sightseeing yung train, yung mahal na train. Tapos, kukuha ako ng yung train pass all over Europe para yun na lang yung travel ko. Di na ako
airplane,
diba? Yun ang akin. Kaso, ang budget ko sa aking Europe trip ay 1,000,000. Wala ako 100 pesos sa ano ko noon, wallet ko. Kahit ano, like wala, like noodles lang kinakain ko noon. Because of that, yung urge ko na gustong-gusto ko na talaga makapunta ng Europe, gumawa ako ng sugar baby account.
Ay, talaga.
Gumawa ako ng sugar baby account sa Twitter.
Kumusta naman?
Nag-search ako ng sugar daddy, ganon. How to be a sugar baby, ganon. Tapos nag-seeking din ako. Tapos...
What is seeking?
Seeking arrangement.
Seeking arrangement.
Ano yun, sorry?
Sa website. Parang dating site din siya, di ba?
Oo, pero sugar daddies, ganon.
Exclusively for that. I see.
Tapos, nanonood ako ng mga vlogs about it. Ganon. Tapos, may nag-chat sa akin sa Twitter. I want to be your sugar daddy. Ganon. At that time, super desperate ko na ganon. Gumawa ako ng PayPal account. Ganon. Gumawa ako ng kung ano-ano. Tapos, gusto niyang bumili daw ako ng parang gift card and stuff. Tapos, na-research ko na bibilin ko yung gift card, isa-send ko sa kanila, tapos wala na daw. Yun daw yung bagong scam ngayon. Noon, scam noon, sa mga sugar daddy chuchu. Ang dami talaga, ang dami nag-follow sa akin kasi nag-ako dun sa fem... Saan ba yun? Sa Findom? Yung pig baby, parang ganun ba? Pig bank? Something, ganun. Tapos... Gusto ko mag-sell ng feet pics, pero hindi pala ganun kadali yun. Hindi siya talaga madali. And I do not recommend doing it without proper research. And I do not recommend it at all. Pero kung gusto nyo, you know, valid naman. And then, kami, di ba nakwento na namin to ni Martin, yung may sugar daddy sa Tinder, ako na nakamatch.
Yung nagpanggap ka.
Tapos, super desperado namin yung Martin nun. Sabi ko, gawin natin to, Martin. Hati tayo. Hati tayo. Kasi sabi niya, 100,000 ibibigay niya daw agad. Pero, it's a very fucking specific kink. Kailangan daw, sa apartment complex ko, kung saan ako nakatira, kakatok ako sa kapitbahay ko at kailangan matanda at kailangan ko siyang akitin. Ganun.
So you have to videotape it?
Kailangan video call, hindi video. Like video call. Habang naka-video call kami, sabihin ko daw dun sa kapitbahay kong matanda na kailangan ko ng help with something sa house and papupuntahin ko siya sa house at magsusuot ako ng something provocative, tapos aakitin ko yung guy. Which in retrospect, if ginawa ko talaga yon, it would place me in a dangerous situation. Tapos, pero, you know, thinking me, hindi ko talaga gagawin yon. So, ang ginawa ko, si Martin, makeup artist, nag-FX makeup. Sabi ko, Martin, kaya mo diba maging mag-act as matanda?
I love his story, never gets old.
Yeah, kaya mo mag-act ng matanda? Tapos si Te, blinded by money, Te! Sabi niya, sige Te, make-up kami dun, mabilis lang. Kasi sabi nung guy na nakausap ko is, ngayon na, ganon. Tapos, habang nagme-makeup, nung tapos na siya mag-makeup, sinend ko yung photo na kumatok ako, kunyari. Pero sa totoo lang, kondo ko yon, tapos kumatok ako kunyari sa kanya, tapos pinicturean ko gamit yung phone ko. Tapos as in todo acting talaga kami nun. Tapos, ang next, after nun, okay, na-convince ko yung guy. After ko nun, after ko nun, ano, nag-rehearse na kami. Anong need ko ng help? Sabi ko, ah, napundi yung ilaw. Hindi ko kayang palitan. Nire-rehearse namin ni Martin.
Siya, ang dami pinagdaanan ng stint na to, ha?
So, hustler talaga kami. Ano, tapos, after nun, nagre-rehearse kami na parang hirap siya. Tinuturuan ko siya na parang hirap siya umakyat ng parang stool. Tapos, sasabihin ko, ah, wait, I need help. Ganon. Talaga na talaga din, hindi ko kinaya to talaga. Tapos, after nun, pinapapili na ako ng guy. Diba, nagpa-practice si Martin magtanggal-tanggal ng bumbilya dun sa banyo ko. Tapos, pinapapili, naka-video call na ako dun with the guy. Tapos, pinapapili niya ako ng damit na susuotin ko. Gusto daw niya, medyo kita yung boobs. Tapos, ina-ask niya ako na ina-ask. Like, pinupush niya ako na ipakita ko yung boobs ko sa kanya. Ngayon, sabi ko, no, I'm not giving you anything. Give me something first and then I'm giving you a vid of my boobs if you give me yeah. cash. Ganon. Like, yun kasi na-research ko. In fairness naman, naisip ko yun. Like, na-research ko, hindi ako magpo-provide ng service unless there's payment. Yun ang rule daw. So, correct. After nun, nag-ayaw na siya. So, parang lahat ng effort namin.
alam mo, Amina, better na rin yun kasi naglalakuan lang kayo pero.
Inayos pa namin yung ano nun, yung angle nung angle nung camera para magmukha siyang medyo matangkad. Kasi syempre maliit si Martin, di ba? Hindi maniniwala na mukhang 60 years old pag nakita yung legs niya.
Wala lang prod work.
In fairness naman, in fairness, nahasa ang aming theater skills.
Parang gago. So after Lina, ano, are you still running towards your Europe trip or parang nagbago siya?
Nasa life goals ko pa din siya. Pero eventually, ang dami ko na ding life goals. I mean, it's kind of sad na I once have this very ambitious ng self ko na yon, and namimiss ko yung may ganong fire sa buhay ko. And I don't have that anymore. You know, it's very calm over here na. Which, I mean, is not a bad thing naman. I'm not saying it's a bad thing na kalmado na ako and wala na akong passion for something. But I kind of miss it. Yung age ko na I have dreams na alam kong matutupad ko siya, ganun-ganun. But then, you know, living independently for years, have like, parang natutunan ko na parang, hindi madali. Hindi madaling ma-achieve yung aking pangarap na yun.
What about you, Sari?
Ako kasi, huge, parang iniisip ko kung may ganun ako eh. Pero kasi as someone na parang all throughout my life, iniisip ko kung saan pupulutin yung pera. Hindi ako umabot sa point na parang, yun nga, bibenta ako ng kidney para makuha lang yung something na gusto ko. Ang lagi ko lang iniisip is how will I get through the day or through my life sa lahat ng possible na paraan na kaya ko. And nasanay akong laging ganun. So parang hindi siya big deal sa akin na ang iniisip ko na lang may paraan na darating and usually dumadating naman.
Like for example, kung iba wala kang naging benta kidney moment, was there a time wherein you were in a financial situation wherein you terribly needed intervention and then money came out of nowhere? Or hindi naman out of nowhere, pero parang circumstances kind of provided you with the money you needed.
Alam mo, buong pandemic, ganyan ako.
Really?
Nasaan lang talaga. Then, magugulat na lang ako, paano ko na-survive yung mga taon ng pandemya na okay pa rin ako kung tutuusin.
Kaya, you know, what I was trying to coax from you was yung story mo wherein there was this mystery donation.
Mystery donation.
Yung when you were still doing yung mga live.
Oh, yeah, kasi oo. Alam mo, there was this time na ano, mga kapitbahay na as someone, siguro alam na naman ng mga kapitbahay by now na alam mo, yung pera, dinadasal ko lang talaga lagi kasi ayoko naman ng regular job. Ganyan. I know some people will judge me for this, pero umabot sa point na nung na-realize ko na kaya ko naman palang mabuhay. Kasi darating at darating, pinakawalan ko na yung sarili ko sa konsepto ng pera. Alam mo yun? Kasi umabot na rin sa point na hindi ko na gusto ng mga magagandang bagay. Ang kailangan ko is dapat meron lang ako ng mga need ko. Ganyan. Nung time na yun, nagla-live stream pa ako, nagtitaro reading, ganyan. Very active pa ako doon. And nawawalan na ako ng gana dahil nadidrain na talaga ako sa return sa akin ng mga nangyayari. Like, ang dami ko nilalabas na energy to help people, guide them with their problems, ganyan. Pero ako, yung nakukuha kong pera in return, sobrang minimal lang. Until one day, pinumog ako ng viewers. Like, sobrang daming viewers. I think that was around 500 or more. 700 pa yata.
Ang kwento mo pa dito, Sari, this was the time na, what do you call this? You, the rent was up and other expenditures were up.
Yes, tapos hindi ko alam kung saan kukunin yung pera ko. Pero nananalig lang talaga ako lagi na meron. Then, nagdatingan yung mga viewers na to, paulit-ulit nilang sinasabi na I'm a blessing, na I'm the chosen one, na parang I help them with their lives, ganun. Tapos naiiyak na ako na parang I don't need this validation. Pero after that, may pumasok na viewer, nagpa-gamble yata siya doon, na ang nangyayari, nadadagdagan lang ako ng nadadagdagan ng pera. Kasi nag-gamble na nag-gamble yung mga tao sa akin at marami sa kanilang nananalo. Pero yung pera na napapanalunan nila, hindi galing sa akin. Galing doon sa viewer. Tapos itong viewer na to, maliban sa nagpapasugal siya doon sa live stream ko, nagpadala siya nung isa sa highest na gift na pwedeng ibigay sa live streamer. I think that night, for 30 minutes, I earned 20. And overall, throughout the month, yun yung pinakamataas na kinita ko. Parang 40K yung kinita ko for the month just because of that guy. Since then, nung nakasama ko siya sa live stream na yun, wala siyang ginawa kundi maghakot ng mga tao from different parts of the world. Tapos, tuwing dadaan siya sa akin, maghahanap siya ng paraan para mabigyan ako ng pera. Kasi ang na-realize niya, yung mga ganun yung content, hindi nabibigyan masyado ng kapalit. Especially pag galing sa Pilipinas. Kasi sila ang laki na kinikita nila sa ibang bansa eh. Tapos yun, naging part ako ng circle after ng mga, alam mo yun, mga propeta, ng mga shaman, ng mga ano. At hanggang ngayon, medyo in contact pa rin ako with them. Pero I'm not exactly in a good place mentally. Kaya hindi ko rin tinutuloy muna. So, may mga kapitbahay tayong kliyente ko rin eh for a long time na. So kung hindi ako nakaka-accept na appointment, sorry. Kasi importante sa akin na level-headed ako pag nag-read ako eh. Ayun, isa yun sa mga bagay na parang naniniwala ako na hindi ako pinapabayaan ng universe. Kaya siguro na ako masyadong namumroblema. So alam mo, hindi pa, wala namang bago. As a freelancer, hindi madali sa akin na ano, na walang regular na pumapasok talaga. Pero for some reason, pag alam kong sisingilin na ako ng bills ko, dumadating sila.
May ano ka, no? What do you call this? May propensity ka talaga towards that kind of experiences. Mga mystical camera.
Siguro. Kasi, ewan ko eh, parang some people may find it very irresponsible, pero that's what gave me freedom and liberation sa buhay ko na parang, alam mo, darating siya. Ganun. Darating siya. And hindi ko pwede ipilit yung sarili ko sa sistema na hindi talaga gusto ng katawan ko, ng puso ko, ng isip ko. Kasi na-realize ko na ang daming attempts na tinry kong maging normal na tao na magkaroon ng regular job and work every day. But it's not really how I am made up to be. hindi kaya ng katawan ko kasi I always need rest. I always need a lot of time to prepare for things. And it's not that I don't know how to use my energy well, kaya siya nauubos agad. But I make sure na I put my energy, lahat ng energy ko sa bagay na alam mo yon, what matters to me. So hindi siya naging madali sa akin, not until nung na-realize ko na alam mo, i-let go ko na. And siguro ang swerte ko rin lang, in a sense na lumaki kasi ako na hindi talaga natatali sa worldly things and madali lang akong sumaya sa mga bagay na tingin ko importante kahit gaano siya kaliit. Kaya siguro di ako ganun mga problema ng ganun. Pag pinag-uusapan yung mga financial responsibilities and kung ano-ano, medyo di ako makarelate dyan. Hindi in a sense na na-insecure ako kasi feeling ko irresponsible ako. It's more on, hindi kasi yun yung buhay ko. Hindi ko dinedicate yung buhay ko sa ganong paraan. Na yes, I might have problems in the future about it, pero I don't wanna think about the future. Kasi just by thinking about it, nasisira ko yung mental health ko eh. I know myself too much na pag inisip ko yan, pag finocus ko yung energy ko dyan, sisirain ko yung core ko eh. So I just let go of it. And actually, hindi ako komportableng pag-usapan siya kung tutuusin kasi I know people will judge me. And I hate it when people judge me in a sense hindi naman nila ako kilala kasi. Tapos, i-judge nila ako sa mga, alam mo yun, sa superficial na bagay na nakikita nila. Kaya yun, parang kung wala akong masyadong ambag sa ganitong topic, pero in that sense, ako lagi ko lang pinagpapa sa universe yung mga nangyayari sa akin. And for me, sa truth ko, it's not bad. And as of the moment, parang hinanda ko lang yung sarili ko na ma-judge ng mga tao. Kasi sa totoo lang, sanay na rin naman ako na gina-judge nila ako about it eh. Parang ay, sinasaya niya lang yung sarili niya. Hindi siya responsible, mga ganyan. Medyo sanay na ako. Pero alam nyo, nung simula nung nabasa ko sa Twitter, accidentally, dun ko na-realize na hindi ko talaga kaya yung ganong energy. No matter how much I am sure about myself, I find it hurtful yung sense na bakit ganito yung mundo? Bakit nandjudge yung ibang tao? Bakit instead na you come from a place of kindness or of love when you tell a person something, your opinion, kumbaga, or when you want to call out people, we always choose to come from a place of hatred, of angst, ganyan. And hindi mo kinakaya yun. Kaya starting nung araw na yun, just a few days ago, it's really hard for me to tell my truth. And sabi ko nga, habang sinasabi ko lahat to right now, I think it's also para makakatulong sa akin, sige nga harapin natin to. Sige nga, maging honest na lang ako. Just like how I've always been. I'm trying my best to be honest. And kung ano man tong judgment na to, at least alam ko na may mga tao sa paligid ko na naiintindihan naman ako at kilala ako. So ayun, when it comes to money, ganun din ako. Na parang, okay, time will come, magkaka-problem ako about it. Pero that's why I invested on people, not on money. I invest
on people. You put forward a very good point there, Sally, because I think on similar instances na, because diba, since for the longest time, freelancer din ako, diba? Until recently when I had to, what you call this, when I got an offer and I accepted it. To me, that was also what helped me a lot during the pandemic and even way before pandemic na when I needed it, the people, the circle I was with always, or at least the circle I built, no, when it comes to terms to opportunities and work opportunities, are able to always, one way or another, provide at the right time.
Yun nga eh. Kaya nga sabi ko parang, I'm not really good with money. I know that because when I have money, pinambibili ko agad ng pagkain.
This is a bad attitude at all.
I spoil myself a lot with food. And if you see my Grab bills and Food Panda bills, sobrang nakakahiya kasi I spend a lot of money on food. Hindi ko alam kung hindi ba ako naturuan mag-ipon, pero nag-ipon ako ng tao. Hindi lang pera. Nag-ipon ako ng tao, nag-ipon ako ng connections. And when time comes na I'm in dire need, I just pray. I just pray that my friends remember me.
At least for opportunities to, alam mo yun.
Ano, medyo parang suntok sa van. Pero guys, for me, it worked so far. I'll let you know. Huwag kayo mag-alala. Magiging honest ako when I say na parang, alam nyo,
change tactic na tayo, mga mare.
Sabihin ko sa inyo, when I grow out of it, okay, na guys, hindi ko nag-work, dapat maging responsable ka. Huwag kayo mag-alala. Magiging honest ako about it. I mean, I'm the person who always... I admit to my mistakes. And as of the moment, I don't see it as a mistake. Kung ano yung mindset ko right now. So, kaya nandun ako ngayon. Yun lang. Ikaw na
naman.
Ang ganun?
Ako naman, I guess, I was fortunate in a way na my parents were very true blue Ilocanos in the sense of sobrang kuripot nila.
Ah.
Parang everything I had to earn. Even yung mga, diba, I guess one of the things that people assume na spoiled, although spoiled talaga ako growing up, no? But not really. I think I was spoiled in the sense na I had more than what I needed, but I wasn't always given everything that I wanted.
Wait.
Parang the things that I wanted. Yes.
Oh, sorry, question. Yung pagiging kuripot ng Ilocano, anong, saan pinanggalingan yan? Kasi, alam mo ba? Kasi tuwing naririnig ko yan, parang pag Ilocano, kuripot agad.
Alam mo, naririnig ko lang din yan, but I never really kind of got it kung saan siya. But don't worry, one of these days, I will look into it. And if pag may panahanap ko, I will tell sa podcast. But anyway, yun. You know, I didn't have everything that I wanted growing up. Which is, I think, is perfectly normal because, you know, everything that I had, if I wanted something, I had to earn it. Yung nga yung sinasabi ko kanina. So, like, for example, yung mga gaming stuff ko, you know, I had to be part of the owner role in order para pumayag si na mommy na bilhan nila ako noon. And funnily enough, diba, for example, para I think grade 6 ako noon, first grading, naka-honor roll ako. Tapos ang binili na nila sa akin yung Game Boy. Tayo na the next grading na wala na ako sa honor roll kasi parang Game Boy na ako. But anyway, but I think at the same time, that kind of mindset or that kind of upbringing made me realize that, or at least instilled in me that if I want something, I have to go the long route in order to achieve it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Parang, hindi ako sure, parang, never ako na, kaya alam mo, minsan nabibilib ako sa mga bata ngayon na, you know, the lens and the capacity that they have in order to earn money, or in that kind of determination to earn money at such a young age. Well, I suppose, you know, there's two sides of it. There are those who have to do it out of necessity, but there are those na, alam mo yun, who just really want to prove it to themselves in order to, you know, say na, hey, I can earn money, you know. Which I guess is also a result of the new, of technology. Like right now, yung mga kids na magaling mag-drawing, they're already finding ways on how to monetize themselves. You know, they do digital artworks, which I think is very, you know, upstanding of them in order to, you know, have the gumption and to do that at such a young age. Because I don't think I will be able to do it. Even sa mga in terms of gadgets and other stuff, I never really had an affinity for them. I mean, it's nice to have them, but always and always, you know, the things that I have. Kaya nga, di ba? Kaya nga, yung when I bought my MacBook, yung ano, yung way back, I was really, you know, I was half serious in dun sa MacBook 2019 because I really worked hard for it. Parang apat or limang sunod-sunod na events yung nilagari ko para maano yun, para mabili siya. Alam mo yun? Limang sunod-sunod na events, naalala ko yun. And then I was so happy when I was able to buy it because at that time, yung laptop ko, tayo na pag-give up na. Yung laptop ko, ano na siya, what you call this? Ipalo na siya. Medyo makakasuhan ako ng battery of digital devices kasi yung para gumana. Kasi nagano na yung nagdo-doubles.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Screen na siya. Hindi siya double screen. Nagda-double screen na siya. So, papaluin ko siya. So, sabi ko, I really need a new laptop. But at the same time, I also knew my mom or my parents won't be able to buy that because at that time, you're adjusting. My dad just retired. And so, you know, our finances were adjusting. So, ayun. And then I got it. That's why I was very proud of it. And even then, until later on, I never had in that kind of situation. If anything, it was always, you know, it was for other people. Like, for example, yung friend ko na hindi namin, we had to find this in order maka-enroll siya. But I also remember there was also this one time wherein yung bills ko sa rentals, they kind of packed up. Because that was on me. Because I left my job without a backup. No, I was expecting to say, although I had an idea of a backup in my head in the sense na, yung friend ko nag-offer siya na, oh, yung company namin nagkahanap. So sabi ko, oh, sige. But ang mistake ko nun is, hindi ko muna inaskas yung pag-transfer ko before ako umalis ng work. So diretso alis ako ng work, and then it turned out na yung opening pa nila will not be for another month. So, for the pack up yung bills ko for 3 months. And tayo na umabot siya ng medyo mahal, medyo marami-rami. And then tayo na, napatayan na ako na, ito yung kinento ko sa Kodazers na nakata po yung electricity ko, and at the same time, so for 1 week, wala akong kuryente. And at noong time na tayo na, I was doing every little bit of thing in order to earn money. Nag-edit ako ng mga papers and stuff like that. I never had, kaya nga, in a way, I kind of reserve, I have a special admiration really for those na who can really do anything or who can really go down in order to earn money, because I don't think na I would have had that kind of grit in order to do it. Like, for example, yung kay Athena, di ba? Of course, no, that's normal. That's normal now. You know, putting up an OnlyFans account and stuff like that. That's okay and that's normal. It's part of the development of, part of the development of culture wherein for so long, diba, value is being put on the body. And now, you know, people are finding ways in order to earn extra money. And indeed, some people are earning bigger amounts of money with, you know, their online work as opposed to their real jobs, diba? Yung quote-unquote real jobs. I have a special admiration for them because I don't think I'd be able to do that. Come watch me.
Alam mo, Yudes, yung kapatid ko isang beses nag-message sa akin. In-open up niya sa akin yung ibenta ko daw yung pictures ng paa ko. Siya na daw yung magde-design. Siya na daw yung magpe-pedicure sa akin. Nalaman niya daw na nabebenta daw yung mga yun sa mga may mga foot fetishes.
Mm.
Tapos sabi ko, do you really wanna do this with me? Tapos sabi niya, eh bakit pa lang naman? Kung yayaman ka, kung ikakayaman mo yung paa mo, gawin na natin.
even that, parang feeling ko hindi ko kaya. Although gusto ko matry just for this, for the exhilaration of it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But I think sometimes I feel like I overestimate myself na sobrang lakas ng loob. Hindi, kaya ko yan. But feeling ko when it comes down to it, pag andun na, sige na, picturean mo na. Feeling ko, uulong ako. Kasi, I don't know. I don't have that grip talaga for it.
Yudes, may ganyan ako. So, nung panahon na nangangailangan ako ng pera, nung pandemya, at naisip ko na baka yung live stream, yung site mismo nung live stream ko, dun ako nag-drain. So I'll try something else. In-invite ako to do my live stream sa isang app na I can't remember the name. Siguro na-block na siya sa utak ko sa sobrang trauma. pag-open ko nung app at habang nagla-livestream ako, hindi ko alam na automatic pumapasok yung mga tao. Doon, yung as in, yung parang video call na makikita mo sila. So, nag-uunahan sila doon. Tapos, puro mga Bombay na lalaki. Tapos, alam mo yun, minsan, hindi na nga mo kaya nakikita mo, edits agad.
Oh my God, parang umegel.
Pero I think mas controlled.
Na-live ako. Tapos, alam mo ba, Athena, yung nangyari nun, inisip ko, hindi naman nila ako nahawakan eh. Hindi naman ako naghuhubad. Hawak ko yung mga baraha ko. So, iintayin ko na lang silang umalis sa mga live ko. Kasi usually ang ginagawa nila, pag nilabasan sila, umi-exit sila dun sa live ko. Pero ang naiirita ako sa 30 minutes na nandun ako, puro titi yung nakikita ko, iba't ibang titi. Tapos iba't ibang titi na nilalabasan. Tapos yung itsura ko, hindi kaya ko to, baka nag-iinarte lang ako. Kasi naalala ko lang yung sinabi ni Yudes na na-over, ano mo yung sarili mo, na akala mo kaya mo. Sabi ko, akala ko kaya mo. Pero after kong i-end yung live, kasi dapat minimum 30 minutes, nahako talaga ako. Natahimik ako, hindi ako makaiyak, pero iyak na ako. Hindi siya lumana.
Of course, kasi you weren't prepared for that eh.
Bigat-bigat ng pakiramdam ko. Pakiramdam ko, naharas ako. Nabastos ako nang hindi ko ginusto. Kahit naisipin mo na, alam mo yun, decision ko namang pumasok sa live stream na yun. Sa totoo lang, sinabihan na ako na bawal ang maarte dito. Pero ang iniisip ko, hindi naman sa ganung sense. Kasi alam ko naman yung content ko eh. So sabi ko, ano nangyayari? Bakit? Ang sama ng pakiramdam ko. Binlock ko yung taong nag-invite sa akin doon. Tapos, in-uninstall ko yung app, tapos tahimik ako the whole night, tinatry kong umiyak, hindi ako makaiyak. Sobrang nasa-shock ako na sinabi ko na ganun ko ba kakailangan ng pera para maranasan ko yung ganitong experience. Tinatry ko iproseso sa sarili ko yung nangyari. Parang over the months, hindi ko na nga maalala yung name ng app, kahit tinatry ko alalahan, hindi ko na maalala. Basta naalala ko lang, ang daming pumasok. Tapos puro ganun yung nakikita ko. Tapos sabi ko, parang hindi ito yung app for me. Pero,
I'm sorry you have to go through that.
It's a desperate measure din eh, na sige, itatry ko na kasi malaki yung kita, ganyan. Tapos nasa bahay lang ako, doing the things I love, ganyan. Pero di ko naman alam na, Diyos ko, puro mga FTP pala yung makikita ko doon. Kasi hindi siya masaya, lalo na kung hindi mo hinanda yung sarili mo for it.
I'm sorry you have to go through that.
Okay, I mean, I'm over it na naman.
At the same time, alam mo yun, now thinking it over, yung mga ganung types of ano experiences. Kaya sometimes, it's hard to navigate right now yung present circumstances natin. Because, you know, at one point, you kind of get irked dun sa notion na you have to hustle every day, the hustle culture. And sometimes, you know, people who espouse the hustle culture can be very exhausting to be around with. Because again, it's a high. I understand it, but at the same time, I also feel na there's no need to be very so uppity about it when it comes to boasting. I did this so many or whatever XX amount of hours this week. You know that's good for you, but at the same time, I mean, sometimes it's exhausting to listen to. But at the same time, you can also blame people if they're into that because, you know, we live in a society where we're in grabe, ang hirap na mabuhay. 56 na ang can of sardines na yun. Alam niyo ba yun?
Yun yan, nagulat ako. Totoo ba yun?
I don't know how true that is. Pero kung may, what they call this, siguro may mga brands na nagganon. And diba, which is so funny, I think it was Winnie Monson who wrote about this. There was a timer in the sardinas, yung sardinas, siya yung sinasabi yung pagkain, pag kinakain mo, paggipit ka na, kaya nga diba, parang siksikan na, parang siksikan, parang ano, lata ng sardinas. Kasi diba, marami kang pwede pagsiksikan sa isang lata. But now, ang lata ng sardinas, meron na lang 4, 5 na, ano, na isda, and then at the same time, it costs 56 pesos. Na, oh my God, na you really can't blame people if they're doing what they can in order to get by, you know. They'll take whatever hustle they can get. And so, again, diba, you know, at the start na nakakatawa yung concept na yung ano yung biro natin na di ba yan, nabenta ah, kaya na bibenta ko ng kibig ko para kumita. But then alam mo yun, it's at this time that's what you feel right now, na in order to get by you have to do something as drastic as that in order for you to make it to your next meal or to pay your bills. Because as much as we want to, we are under dun sa, we are under dun sa mercy ng ano, ng money economy, di ba? We cannot do anything about it. So
ayan, tuloy nagbebenta rin sila ng kidney ng iba, kaya nagkakaroon ng dukota, nakakaloka.
That's scary. Pero yeah, kaya no, sa mga kapitbahay natin na everyday do ano, everyday di you're braving the commute, traffic, and at the same time, you risk na COVID pa rin. Because, you know, of course, kahit voluntary na lang pagmamask ngayon, the threat is still very much there. You know, no matter how much you spin it, the threat is still very much there. Not to mention pa yung, ano, yung danger of monkeypox and stuff like that. And all the other external threats that could, you know, that could imperil our lives. It's all there. Kudos to you guys because it's so hard right now. Even sometimes my mom and dad, diba? My dad kasi, alam mo, ever since nung bumalik ako sa Manila, nakakita ko na ba ito sa Kudazers? Kung kailan ako bumalik sa Manila, or especially nung bumalik ako sa Manila, mas naging maano yung dad ko sa akin, maalaga, if that makes sense. Like, lagi siya mag-message sa akin and stuff like that. Tapos, mag-message na, kumain ka na ba? Sabi ko, for example, tapos, God forbid, nasabihin ko, hindi pa ako kumakain dahil, I don't know, dahil sa work or whatever. Pag sinabi kong hindi, magpapadala siya ng any small amount. Tapos sabi, nagpadala ko na, sabi ko, dad, ba't ka nagpadala? May pera ako, ka na magpadala. Hindi. Ayaw ko magdalawang isip ka kung bibili ka o order ka ng pagkain. Bibili ka na ng pagkain mo ngayon para wala ka ng rason. Diba? I'm already blessed with that kind of ano, advantage in me. And still, when I'm counting yung ano, yung mga kailangan kong bayaran pag kinocompute ko siya. And by regular standards, I consider myself as a thrifty person. Ah. I don't have any, aside from smoking, I don't have any other exorbitant vice. Like, hindi ako umiinom, hindi ako lumalabas, hindi ako malabas to begin with, di ba? And even, and I'm always supporting myself. And even then, di ba, na-anxious ako towards the end of the month. What about those people who have a family to support and stuff like that? Again, you cannot underestimate or you cannot undervalue the work that people are putting through right now. So, again, kudos mga kapitbahay para sa lumalaban, para sa ekonomiya katulad namin. Laban tayo. Sabay-sabay natin itong iahakon.
Yes!
Talaga, umispeech na si Bading kasi biglang na-anxious ulit. Yeah, what about you, Athena? Any concluding thoughts? Anything to add?
Siguro, ang natutunan ko over the years, you know, after that incident is that, you know, and ngayon na I'm earning my own money and I'm spending my own money that I earned, then, you know, like I have this much, but before when I was young, I didn't place that much value sa money na I have mm-hmm. because it's not mine. And now I realize how valuable, you know, money is and how easy it is to spend it irresponsibly.
Mm.
Yun. And I guess ang living remarks ko lang dito is even though money is valuable, mas valuable yung buhay nyo. So don't place yourself into dangerous situation
in order to get it,
you know.
If you have a choice, alam mo yun. Especially when you have a choice. Or, you know, if you're the type of person na napakaraming pera, alam mo yun, invest it in opportunities that would give other people the choice to make money in a clean and decent way. Does that make sense? Kasi hindi ko may pera ako, ganun lang lagi gagawin. Mas dun ko siya igagastosin eh. Kasi sa self, na parang, you know, let people earn an honest way of living. I don't know. Maybe it's just the idealist in me.
Alam mo nga, umisikat nga sa TikTok ngayon yung, ano, what would my dream career be if money didn't matter, you know? And parang naiisip ko, if money didn't matter,
I wouldn't work. I would help out stuff. And like, alam mo yun, selfishly, I wouldn't work. pero siguro iniisip ko. Pero iniisip ko, parang ang boring naman siguro if walang work, you know? So, yan.
I suppose because it gives you a sense of direction and purpose.
Kasi, you know, kapag parang as I grow up, you know, I start, nobody loves their job. Like, you, they love their job so much na, you know, at some point, you would hate your job and you hate, you'll hate doing it. Tapos, you know, even though how much pa, yung kahit gano'n kaka-passionate about that work, you know, you're still gonna fucking hate it. Because, you know, napapagod ka. And nababurnout ang mga tao. Pero isipin mo, kung wala kang ginagawa sa buhay mo, ano yung purpose mo? Ay, existential crisis pala!
Yeah, sorry, May. You were about to say something.
May dadagdag ko lang dun sa sinabi ni Athena na totoo. Yung pag may problem kasi tayo sa pera, usually parang damay na lahat ng parte ng buhay natin. Parang ganun yung pakiramdam lagi pag pera ang usapan. Pero ano, lagi natin tatandaan na ang pera sa totoo lang, kung i-compartmentalize mo yung mga bagay-bagay, isang maliit na parte lang siya ng buong pagkatao mo, buong universe mo, buong buhay mo. So lagi mong tatandaan na parang yung pera na yan, magagawa niya ng paraan. Pero yung well-being mo, yung buhay mo, yung spirit mo, soul, yun yung pinaka-importante na kailangan mong trabahuin sa sarili mo para mabuhay ka ng mas matiwasay. Parang ganun, yes, valid na maging problem ang pera. And alam ko yan, parang kailangan mong gawa ng paraan yan. Pero huwag natin kalimutan yung ibang parte ng buhay natin na kailangan bigyan talaga din ng panahon, like yung sarili natin. Ang dami kasing tao, minsan ang lungkot na, yes, trabaho tayo ng trabaho, career tayo, career. Pero nakakalimutan natin yung growth natin sa sarili natin. And kaya ang daming tao na hindi, alam mo yun, hindi sila makatao ngayon. And I think yun yung pinaka-importante sa mundo ngayon, na kailangan magpakatao tayo sa isa't isa. Huwag natin kalimutan maging tao. Huwag tayo maging makina lang ng sistema, kumbaga. Huwag tayo magpahawak lang sa, alam mo yun, worldly things. Importante rin na, ano yun, bigyan natin ng oras yung mga bagay na, alam mo yun, what really matters, kumbaga.
But, you know, just to counter, hindi naman to counter, you know, just another perspective into that, Sari. I think that's an easier act to natahakin if money becomes the least of your problems. Well, does that make sense?
Yes, well...
I think a way to, what they call this, to kind of like meet in the middle is, you know, if you have to, do your job, work the way you need to work in order to survive. And then when, pag nakaabot ka, kasi eventually naman, you know, if things go right, or if there's justice, diba? You know, aabot ka rin dun sa point where makakaroon ka ng hinga. Sabi nga ng tatay ko na parang, sabi niya sa akin, pasalamat ka na naabutan mo kami na nakaka-isang kahig, dalawang tuka na kami. Kaya nagkaroon kami ng panahon para maalaga, para mas mabantayan ka and stuff like that. And that always left a big mark sa akin sa, in the way na, you know, the way I view money and the way I view other people na, why are they so uptight about it? Well, because they don't have a choice. Maybe they're in a situation wherein hindi bawal talagang gumulang isang piso, dahil kung hindi, alam mo yun, things will be compromised. But then eventually, when they do reach that point wherein they're already able to afford time for themselves, I say afford time for themselves. I use the word afford, wherein, you know, essentially they're buying their own time, because even if they don't dedicate this to work, it's not money lost, no? Now they're able to have to be in a certain perspective, you know. They realize what, you know, what are the other things in which they could dedicate their life to. But I think that's also a privilege that eventually, you know, hopefully when more people have a chance to get for themselves. Because again, diba, that's why we're going to have to, tama din, I also agree dun sa sinabi mo na, you know, on our way up, eventually we're going to have to remind ourselves to, you know, how to be human again. Because I get it. I get what's it like to be absorbed in the system of work and then, you know, no longer have time for leisure, or not even leisure, diba? No longer have time for your own needs. So, but if you get the chance to sit down and at the same time take a break, maybe that will also be a good time for you na, no? When you can afford the time for yourself, take a good look. That's a good sign or a good time for you to be able to have a certain level of introspection and decide, na, okay, I'm making headways with the money I'm earning. Now what? Because eventually that money has to go somewhere aside from, you know, your own immediate needs mo and stuff like that.
Alam mo, na-realize ko yun na, yeah, alam mo, yung mga sinasabi ko kasi coming from a place of, kung tutuusin, ay privilege na rin na hindi kasi, wala naman kasi akong binubuhay na ibang tao eh.
Mm-hmm.
But syempre yung kaso ng mga tao na, anong tawag dito, kailangan bumuhay ng isang buong barangay. May mga ganoon. Mm-hmm. Merong mga nag-aalaga ng may sakit. And hindi ko naman dinidismiss yung mga ganung pangangailangan.
Yeah, definitely.
Alam mo, ang swerte ko lang din pala talaga na wala, na sarili ko lang talaga yung kailangan kong asikasuhin. Parang ganun. Mm-hmm. Kaya siguro nasasabi ko tong mga bagay na to. Kumbaga, ang bottom line ko lang din is, sa pagkayod natin ng pagkayod, huwag natin kalimutan na tao din tayo.
Oo naman.
That's the better way to say it, na oo, may mga bagay tayong gustong ma-achieve and okay lang yun kahit gaano pa siya ka-imposible or kahit sabihin mong gusto mo kasi talaga umaman eh, why not, 'di ba? Pero natin kalimutan na tao din tayo at magpakatao tayo from time to time, kumbaga.
But I think that's the beauty of it, Sari. I don't know if you agree with me. The two potentially clashing lifestyle can potentially enrich each other too. Like, for example, I'm pretty sure someone who's dedicated their lives exclusively to work, alam mo yan, especially after graduation, will have certain perspectives that will benefit yung way of thinking natin. And then at the same time, I think for those people then, you know, who's on the flip side, they'll also be able to see na, ha, pwede naman pala yung ganung perspektiba wherein I dedicate a life outside of work. Maybe that's a possibility that they haven't considered for themselves because that's, you know, for the longest time, that's what they have been doing. I have a friend, we've had this conversation lately. Ngayon sabi niya, it took her mga 5-6 years only to realize, oh my God, for 6 years, I've dedicated my life exclusively for work. And, you know, it brought her so many good things. But at the same time now lang niya, it took one conversation after another with different other people. Kasi we've been, because of work, natagal namin hindi nakapag-uusap eh. Tapos after a while, na-reconnect siya sa mga artist circles niya and then nakwento niya yung mga ano niya sa sarili niya. And then, alam mo yun, doon yan na-realize na, you know, and then na-realize ka na, oh my God, because I was so into deep na parang, ang tawag doon, focus ng kabayo yung ginagawa niya sa work. Talagang, it took someone telling her, why don't you take a break? And then, it's such a deceptively simple advice, why don't you take a break? And it never occurred to her na maybe I can take a break. Alam mo yan? Because she really loved her job. She loved her job and at the same time, she hates it as anyone would. But she really loved her job to the point, you know, in the company, she was already taking responsibilities outside of her scope. And it wasn't necessarily a problem to her because, you know, she likes seeing order. She likes when things are getting done because of her. Yeah, alam mo yun? That's a high, eh. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But then, of course, eventually, you know, without noticing it herself, you know, things took a toll. And when, you know, she had time, you know, she reconnected with friends. It took that one advice to say, now, why don't you take a break? And then, you should like start na, so okay po, starting po this week. Ano lang po, mga high priority messages lang po i-entertain ko over the weekend. Things that kaya makapaghintay ng Monday. Please, ano lang, sa Monday na lang po natin gawin. But at the same time, it was also her, you know, ako na, you know, for the longest time na, very, medyo pambuhimin yung lifestyle ko na, oh, let's just, ano. And then it took her na, sinabi na, it also took one conversation from her, yung, you know, her perspective on work to make me realize, huh, maybe I would benefit from that kind of perspective for now. Alam mo yun. Maybe it would be advantageous for me to adopt that kind of thinking. To dedicating a life, which is not a bad life, into this type of work. And then, alam mo yan, right now, sometimes when things are hard, because of course, even when the job is doable, but the pressures of it is making you want to quit or is making me regret na parang, oh, why did I take this job? Ganyan, ganyan. But then I just put that into perspective na yung, I just try to remember yung mga kwento niya sa akin. Of course, hindi ko pwede ikwento dito yung iba kasi talaga, she told me that in confidence. Eh. Pero alam mo yun, na parang, but if anyone can make it, it's going to be me. Yun na lang yung sinasabi ko. And I think in distance past, you know, in situation where I was also hard pressed for money, that was always the thing that was pushing me. If someone's going to make it or if someone can make it happen, that person would be me. And for some reason, that gave me the kind of fake confidence I needed in order to pull through. I don't know. I don't know if that helps sa mga kapitbahay. And when things get hard and you feel hard pressed for everything, try telling yourself, if someone could make it happen, that person would be me. Anyways, sige na. Oh my God, na ano, nag-extend. Nakala ko, tatapusin ko na yung kutaka kanina at nag-extend na nag-extend. Hello. Ano ba ba kayo, Athena? Sorry.
Andito pa, me.
Andito pa.
Ayan. And sabi ko pa naman, sige, siguro pwede kong i-edit yung ano yung mga iba kong ginagawa sa work kaba nagkukuda. Hindi nagawa ni Bakla kasi nagsalita lang siya na nagsalita during the kudaan. Pero yan, mga kapitbahay, kayo yun, kung may mga kwento kayo na alam niyo yun, wherein you were hard-pressed for money and you had to be inventive about it. Go ahead, ikwento niyo sa amin yan. Di ba? Na-enjoy namin every time nagkukwento kayo mga kahit yung mga pa-secret message yung mga DMs nyo na when you slide your DMs para sabi hello po no, ano po hindi ko lang po makwento in public pero ito po yung nangyari sa akin dati. Thank you for trusting us with those secrets, thank you for trusting us with those stories, we appreciate them and we love them because alam mo yun na parang nakakaanin eh, nakakabuhay ng dugo yun alam mo yun in the middle of work bigla ka makaka-receive sa ano, sa DM ng podcasters na ito po nangyari, ito po mga ikakwento ko, ito po ang nangyari sa akin nung ako'y bata pa. Yung mga ganda, biglang ano, nakakabuhay ng dugo yan. Kaya just slide us to in our DMs, you know, everything's at Kudazzers, that's KUDAZZERS. And then, we've also like to take this chance to thank Podcast Network Asia, guys, crew thick and thin when we needed it the most, you were the ones na, you know, help us. Yeah, number one guys sa amin. And then also, we'd like to also give a shout out to our affiliates, guys. Give them a listen. They're also dishing out very, very, very great content. Just visit Podcast Network Asia's website. Ayan! Mukha nakasleep si, ano, si Mama Ina sa kanyang ano. Kasi guys, nakakapago talaga yun. Kasi talaga, she was really pushing hard para mapavertical si Bebe. And so, hi Ina, happy dreaming, ganyan. And, you know, let's all hope for a healthy bebe pagdating na ni bebe Ina. Hindi ko alam, wala pang ngayon na binibigay si Ina, no? Wala pa. Siyempre, hindi natin sasabihin kung sanabi niya na.
Eh, di ba ang tawag natin sa kanya, Ming Ming Azarcon Bolivar?
Ay, yes, yes, Ming Ming Azarcon Bolivar.
Bolivar.
Or ako kasi yun, parang every friend ko na nabubuntis, ang default name ko na tawag ko sa mga anak nila is Ming Ming pag hindi pa pinapanganak. Anyway, mga kapitbahay, ayan. We hope you enjoyed this episode and kinig lang na kinig yung mga kapitbahay. Again, this is Hughes.
This is Harry.
And the Athena here.
Yeah. And y'all just listen. Eh? Ano ba yun? Ano ba yun? Wala ako. And y'all just listen.
Good. Good. Good.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.